Blog Talk Radio.
Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm broadcasting along with Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Neil, I know you're not feeling well today, so I just want to thank you for being so committed to the show that you're actually doing it when you're sick. So that's very noble of you. We do have a few callers in queue, but first I want to let you know how to stay in touch with us. You can follow us here, of course, on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may also follow us on Facebook. Well, I guess you don't follow on Facebook. You follow us on Twitter. You can join us on Facebook. We do really, really like connecting with our listeners on those sites, so everybody is welcome. Of course, it's Thanksgiving week, and we're continuing our conversation that we started on Monday about maintaining spirituality in an environment that doesn't always support spirituality. I think we've, you know, touched on this topic before. I mean, it's natural that we would, and a lot of people that are in this realm do talk about maintaining their spirituality and their guidelines on how to do so. When we're challenged by such, I don't know what to say, root level, base level energies, and also energies of the ego, competition to have a great job, competition to, you know, have accomplishments or possessions. How do we, Neil, maintain our spirituality? And I know we got to some of this on Monday, but I want to get some more depth from you on this topic.
Well, it is a sort of odd arena of energy here. When you're dealing with spirituality, your placement really isn't in the earth. It's outside of the earth. So when you're dealing with things of the spirit, you're dealing with energies that promote a higher essence of existence. You can incorporate things in there like love and faith and devotion. These are aspects that equate with spirituality, but they don't exactly define spirituality. You can love a woman or a man. You can love your family. You can love your dog, your cat, but that doesn't really mean you're in the essence of spirit. You can pursue your goals. You can have great passion for art, music, literature, the environment, government. I mean, you can have great passion for anything, but that doesn't really necessitate spirituality in its essence. Spirituality has to do with the element that we are above the earth, that spirit really doesn't connect to the earth, that we're down here to do certain works, and of course we have ethical codes and morals, and basically we should be law-abiding, and we should promote the welfare of others, but that's not even spirituality. Spirituality transcends the human experience. What it does is it starts to seek outwardly above the earth into realms that are the capacity of our brains can't quite comprehend. This is the attitude of energy. the attitude of the absolute uniqueness of the cosmos, vibrational energy. If you can get into the concept of just existence itself in terms of just the simple breathing apparatus, that by you, the very fact that you're breathing, you're in awe of existence above and beyond the earth. That's the beginning link of spirituality. Now, we try to frame it into certain concepts. We have God, and God seems to be even ill-defined. I mean, one person's God may not be the same as the other person's God, although both may be invoking what they think is the same God. You know, you hear about how people utilize the word God. Well, the Christian God, the Jewish God, the Islam God, who is really, I mean, when we look at the concept of God itself, it's somewhat difficult to define exactly what is meant by God, the creator of all things. But yet, at the same token, God can't really be defined.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a human being on the planet that can really define God. We can hold a personal conviction towards what we deem as God, or as a group, we can worship God as a group with similar ideas and faith and beliefs. But I don't think God can really be defined, if we're going to use that terminology, in the essence of just who God is. So when we get into the idea of spirituality, we're not really basing it on human language. We're basing it on the principles of energy that are above and beyond language.
Which I think is why it can be so challenging in a human world to be in touch with spirituality.
Yeah. So, you know, in our field at least, when we deal with terminology that we employ, vibration, you know, talking to people on the other side, that's not even spirituality. Just because you talk to somebody on the other side doesn't mean you've achieved spirituality.
Right. Exactly.
So
what does achieving spirituality consist of, Neil? I mean, what does that truly mean? Because obviously, you know, our listeners to the show are seeking something spiritual, or they wouldn't be on the show. I mean, there's some awareness, but if it's not in itself, you know, calling and connecting with someone on the other side, or belief in the afterlife, what?
Well, first you have to define what spirit is. And spirit, we can define spirit as what are the fruits of the spirit. You know, and then those can be termed those can be put into certain terminologies, like I suggest before, love, faith, good works, goodwill towards others. You know, those are the fruits of the spirit, but what is exactly the spirit? The spirit is essentially the breath of God. So if we conceptualize that we are literally walking as the breath of God, that's the beginning of spirituality.
That's a tall order.
Well, you know, breathing is a miracle. The fact that we breathe, and that breath is the content of thought, really. So you have to get into, I think, higher esoteric planes of interpretation to really define spirit, as long as we're being abstract, not concrete about it. Because we can be concrete about it, because we can say, oh, they have a great spirit. They're so loving, they're so caring, they're so optimistic, and we say that that's a great spirit. But really, that's not really spirit. That may be the effects of what spirit is, but what is exactly spirit? This is the great mystery, I think, that we all have to come to face, especially when we look at our mortality and we have to deviate from the body. We have to separate from the body. What is it that goes on? And I think we all have to be faced with that, whether we're believers or whether we're atheists. I mean, I think atheists have somewhat of a simplistic, probably a less arduous task of defining existence, because they'll say, you live and you die. I mean, poof, you're gone. And sometimes I look at them and I think, well, you know what, that eliminates a lot of problems. If that's what you believe, if that's what it is, if that's really what it is. Now, I don't believe that. Of course I don't. But how simplistic, how simple that you live and then you die. And that's it. You're gone.
Depressing.
Well, it may be. It may be, but I don't know. I mean, atheists can be depressing people. You know, they atheists either believe that there is no God, but they appreciate and love life, or they become apathetic, or they become depressed, or they become angered because of the conditions of the earth, or they become atheists out of anger, out of what they observed in the earth, as opposed to an atheist who just believes, hey, I love the world. I love my life. But I just don't believe in a God.
I've met atheists like that, that are, you know, pretty content and, you know, participate in life and are happy, but they believe that, yes, you live and then you die and that is the end. That's very frightening to me.
Well,
I mean, not their belief, but the idea that that's a possibility, that we could actually live and then there's nothing else beyond that. To me, that's a scary concept.
Scary concept. To some people, it's scarier to think that there's an afterlife.
Yeah.
You know, that's the journey that some people aren't prepared nor want to take.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I'm not ascribing to atheism by any means. I'm not an atheist. But I'm a curious, probing human being. So when I look at the way that a person defines existence, especially scientists who just look at life, beginning and end. I mean, but every scientist has to assume that we are an evolving species. So even when you look at the idea of the human existence on a scientific level, you're still dealing with an evolving sense of existence, that it evolves, and that scientists, you know, will...
Right, they're just confining it to a lifespan on Earth rather than a broader
aspect.
Concept.
And you have to analyze the evolution then of the brain, that our brain is part primitive. You know, the backward part of the brain, the back of the brain, is the primitive impulses, the more reptilian energies that we speak of. The frontal energies are more of the advanced thoughts, the abstract thinking. And so the brain holds a concept, and we are just not in one lifetime. We carry every invention in our genes. We carry every war in our genes. We carry the beginning of time in our genes. So, you know, it's an interesting topic, and I do want to get to the callers, but as we begin to investigate the idea of spirit as opposed to just connecting to others, and that's the other thing, you know, as a psychic, when I connect to people on the other side or I see spirits and ghosts, I mean, I would be a fool not to believe that there's something on the other side.
Right. Okay, Neil. Just a couple callers right now in the queue. So area code 941 is our first one, and then 219 follows. So let me please bring on this caller. Good morning.
Hello, this is Carla.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question.
Okay. What's your birthday? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm calling from Florida, and my birth date's 2865.
2865, okay.
Okay, and I was wondering about my career.
Okay, a career question.
3184. Your career. Let's see, where am I going here? You're 48 years old, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Carla. Let's go back briefly to 1996. six when you're 31 years old. You're 31. We're going back in time. You're 31 years old. It's 1996. Now, did you go through either a job change or a relationship energy field then? You know, relationship, children, whatever.
Relationship, a divorce.
Divorce, yeah. So you got a divorce in 1996 when you were in the window of being 31 years old. You were divorced then, that was the idea, Carla, that your karma, if we can use those words temporarily, your karma was exchanging energy to a higher transcendent journey. So at that point, the man that you married was purely a karmic energy. It was from a past life energy, and you had karmic debt with this person. There could be at least one child around you. Did you have children?
Yes, two.
Yeah, so at least one, because one that I don't believe that the two. I know I'm not answering your question directly. First, the two children. One comes from one karmic energy and the other one comes from another. In other words, even though you have two children, they don't, in this world of my imaginings, if you will, they don't come from the same past life. They come from separate past lives. Are they of either sex, the children?
I'm sorry, what?
Are they male and female? Or?
No, two females.
Two females. Is one more tomboyish than the other? One more male energy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gathering what that is. Okay, I just wanted to get that that energy field. Have you, Carla, ever, when we talk about career and things like this, have you ever been interested, whether you've done it or not, in either the world of teaching, like the liberal arts, or a psychology?
Yes, I'm interested in teaching, and I've been told that I have been teaching, but I've been told it'll be more into maybe onto like a medical or psychological level.
Yeah, medical or psychological. So that's what I'm getting about you, and I don't know if we've ever spoken, but I'm surely not talking to you on any memory bank here. I don't know if we've ever had words together. But that's what I'm getting, the field of teaching. Are you currently pursuing, is that one of your pursuits is teaching?
Yes, that's one of my goals.
Okay, so I'm getting that too, Carla, and I believe that we're probably going to find you in a job before February.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting. You're 48 years old, your master number is 4, you've gone through 12 cycles. If we're with a little bit of luck here, we'll have a job by February.
Oh, great.
So if that helps to answer your question, I had to do a little bit of background information on you, psychic vibration-wise.
Uh-huh.
How are we doing on the callers, Kristen?
We're light today.
We're light today because of the holiday.
Traveling, so on and so forth.
Carly, do you have a parent that's crossed over?
No, I do not.
Are your parents divorced?
No, they're together, but they probably should be divorced.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay. They fought
for almost 60 years.
They what?
They fought for almost 50, 60 years. So.
They fought. Well, did they fight in a loving way, or are there some serious problems between them?
I think more serious. But then again, they kind of cohabitate off of fighting. So you know how some people can resonate off of fight. I don't know. I guess you know what I'm talking about. You know.
True.
But where some people can find more compatibility and love, some find it more with fighting, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Did any of them ever have any alcohol problem or drinking problem?
Not alcohol. My mom was more prescription medication.
Oh, okay. So prescription. Was there ever any abuse of that along the way or dependency?
Yeah, dependency.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, and real briefly, because we're not mentioning her name, we're keeping everything private, but was it for depression or was it for basically body health?
Depression.
Yeah. Okay, so that's, when I say alcohol, sometimes I envelop drugs, medications in that. I kind of group the things together, so I just wanted to get a feel. Of course, this has nothing to do with your job, but in a way it does, because of the mind, the probing of the mind. Probably, Carla, you make a good teacher, and you would make ultimately a good therapist. I don't know. How far did you get, at least 2 years in college?
Not for that, no.
But you have a degree of some sort.
No, I don't have a degree in that. I do spiritual counseling and also in teaching in that, alternative health.
Oh, okay. All right. I see where it's coming. Well, okay, so in a nutshell, by February, this is what I deem you'll be working. There should be some opportunity there for you. Okay,
great. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. 562-596-7818. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. We've got 219 coming up next, then area code 570. Are you ready? How are you feeling?
Well, you know, I've got a cold, but we're moving along, so... I think if I was outside, I wouldn't be doing so well. But
well, we won't do the radio show outside.
We won't do it outside.
We won't move it outside midstream here. Okay. Area code 219. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your birth date? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Indiana, and my birth date is 10/29/67.
What is your question, Liz?
My question is, I've been seeing this gentleman since September, and we've had our ups and downs already in it. And is it worth fighting for, hanging on to, or just letting it go?
Well, let me, Liz, I don't think you've talked. I like to get the vibration of your energy a little bit. Your master number is 8. Let me ask you something. What happened at the age of 35, roughly in the year 2002?
I was going through a job change and dealing with my alcohol problem.
You come in, Liz, with a little bit of difficulty of karma. The 10 in your month has a zero in it. You're 29 in your day. 29. Whenever there's an 11 energy in a person's life, especially from a 29, 11, 2, there's difficulties, there's a darkness. So it amounts to the alcoholism, the alcohol problem, relationship problem, family dynamics when you first enter the earth, the family structure. All of this comes from a deep, deep, deep past life energy that in other body forms you were more the perpetrator, less the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a karmic journey that you're going on, but what I appreciate about your energy, Liz, is that you have a 6 and 7 in your year, which is third eye spirituality. You have an 8 in your master number, which has a rulership, a management quality to it. So 8s usually come in, they like to be the boss, and they like to, there's a certain command, at least in the essence of who they are, that they're supposed to be the ruler, they're supposed to, you know, be the manager, have power.
Right.
So when we get into the elements of relationships, your karma is pretty extensive for relationships. So it proves that there's a lot of density whenever you enter somebody else's life. You're going to have your karma that you're bringing into the dynamic, as well as the other parties to karma. And then, aside from that, you've got your karmas together that you're working out, more or less the karmas that you have from other lifetimes. So I feel that this energy in this current situation, I'm getting like three relationships. I don't know what this is yet, Liz. Have there been three marriages with either you or he, or three marriages between the two of you that, you know, one has one, the other has two? Are there three children somewhere? What's this three business?
Well, July, there was a guy I was interested in, nothing happened. And then in August, there was somebody, but nothing happened. And then in September, there was somebody, but nothing came of it.
Oh, so the three goes back to the most current relationships. I see.
Right.
Yeah, what you've got to watch out, Liz, because you're entering a relationship. One of your most vulnerable positions will be sexuality, meaning that how long does the relationship sustain itself once sexuality becomes a prime factor? I don't know you, Liz, and I don't mean to demean you in any way. That's not what I'm doing at all. What I'm suggesting is that there might be in your human experience the idea that, yeah, it's not difficult to find somebody. It's not difficult to go to bed with somebody. What's difficult is sustaining it.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, to me, the problem that you're having is how does one such as yourself sustain a relationship once the other parts of that relationship, the easier parts, meeting somebody, eventually going to bed, once that kicks in, that's not in your karma to have problems with. You can arrange that quite easily with the universe. What
mm-hmm.
happens is what as the relationship unravels, and emotions have to come into consideration. How two people interact with their own karma, their own crap that they have to deal with, and how they are as committed human beings. This is where the problem exists, and this might be your challenge in the current situation you're in, because there may be some repression and there may be some impatience with going a long journey in regards to the other person's, on the other person's behalf. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I don't know. I could say as a psychic, well, you know, if you want to keep the pattern up, stay in this relationship and fight it through the hardest tangles of weeds you can, as opposed to bringing in somebody who from the get-go can be in love with you and appreciate the journey, and not just feel that once it gets tough, they're going to, you know, hit the road or not be there, not be dependable, not be accountable. You need somebody much mature, a man much maturer than that, and not just someone who sees something on the surface, and as soon as it gets complicated, they're out of the picture, or they start to give you problems. Is that the current situation?
He already has feelings for me. I'm the one who's still trying to find my way to having feelings for him. I care about him, but to be in love with him, not yet.
Well, you got to ask yourself, Liz, what is it that's stopping you? What is it? Cut to the chase. What is it that's stopping you?
Fear.
Well, you know, if you rule your life through with fear, you're going to come back with fear. You've got to, you know, if there's a fear, I call fear rational or irrational. Rational fear, jumping off a cliff. That's rational fear. Irrational fear, being afraid to love. That's irrational. it's irrational. And so you've got a lot of territory to cut through, but I'm probably feeling that if I can get into a broader interpretation, your problems are coming from a past life as a male energy. And you're having, you know, that takes some certain amount of probing and investigating to figure out how that works. You've had some therapy, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So has that accomplished enough insight for you to graduate to a higher interpretation of life?
Yes.
Well, then what's the fear? I mean, if you're afraid of being hurt or rejected or, you know, surrendering your heart to somebody, if this guy really loves you, I'm reading you, not him, but I'm probably reading a past life connection between the two of you.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Well, then, you know, I can't spend too much time on this show. You have a problem that needs to be discussed. It needs to be worked through. I don't think you have a major problem. You know, I'm a psychic. I don't think you have a major problem. But I do think it's like a rock in your shoe. You know, as long as it's there, you got a problem. But removing it is not a big deal. You've got something that's got to be removed. Maybe it might take a little bit longer than my optimistic conference here, but it can be removed. This seems sort of irrational, this fear of yours.
Okay.
I'd have to probe it deeper to really get into the meat of it. But, you know, mom, dad, whatever the thing is, you know, your ego, you've been hurt. You know, whatever it is, you're 46 years old. It's time. It's time to release yourself of fear, Liz.
Yes.
But that's for another day and time. We've got to move on to other callers.
Okay.
You know, in my estimation, if you're the one running, stop running. Start something.
Okay.
Turn around and talk to this man and be a little bit bold and honest and talk to somebody about your fears and get rid of this stuff.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Helpful to you, Liz.
Yes.
Good. And Liz can get in touch with Neil directly at 562-596-7818. Well, it's nice to have a little extra time so you can, you know, work a little bit deeper than we're able to on a show where we're packed. We do have a couple more callers, 570 area code and then 313. Anything you wanted to say before? And now 972. So people are lining up, but it's just a little bit of a trickle today.
Well, you know, I mean, to get a quick answer is nice. It's simplistic. It's nice to probe. You can get a quick answer, but does that really address the problem?
Right.
And going deeper and finding out, you know, I'm a man that likes to dig, and I just don't think that giving an answer is a response. I mean, you can give an answer. Am I going to be with this guy or not? Yeah or no. But that doesn't really, it's like an emergency room. They patch you up and then they send you out again and you still have a drinking problem, you know?
Yeah.
I don't live that way.
Right.
I can't get into that kind of quick stuff. It takes a little bit deeper sometimes.
Sometimes it does. Okay, so 570 is next, then 313, and then 972. We've got 25 minutes, so I just wanted you to be aware of our time. I'm sure, and now we're getting more callers.
Well, just keep me...
And 678. So we can try to get everybody in, but these are going to be a little bit...
Just let me know, Kristen, you know,
well, I just so you can, you know, pace yourself. We've got about 6 minutes... 6 minutes per person. 5 minutes per person. Oh, we had a caller drop. Okay, 972. Is that right? Oh,
hi.
Hold
thank
on.
You for taking my call.
Yes. Can you hold? You're not next. 570 is next, then you are going to be coming up. Is that okay?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Sorry. I just have to keep the order integrity with the order. 570 is on the air. I apologize, but I've got to be fair to everybody. 570?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Doreen.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question, Doreen? What's your birth date?
Okay, my birthday is 3/20/59.
Uh-huh.
And the question that I have, do you see me having a career, possibly being a medium or somewhere like in the metaphysical kind of realm?
Well, you're 54 years old. Your compound
right.
is 29.11.2. You certainly have enough of the darkness energy. I mean, I appreciate people who have darkness because it gives them a certain duality. I've got darkness around. I mean, I think people who've got darkness understands the duality of life, and they're courageous people. So, you know, we talk about passion. A lot of time, people who are 29.11.2s do have passion. Unfortunately, a lot of those people with that numerical value do have addictions. They have darkness around them. It could be a sexual energy, or they find themselves exposed to people like that. They get around those energies a lot. It doesn't always have to mean that. You don't sound, I mean, I'm picking up quickly on your voice, and you don't sound like you're a dark, dark, dark person with all these.
No, I myself, I'm not a dark person. I'm very, I always see the cup as half full, and I have a good energy. So I myself, I don't feel like I'm a dark entity or anything.
No, I don't either, Doreen, and that's why I'm not saying it to patronize you. I'm saying it because I feel that from the vibration of your voice. You do have literary abilities. You do have writing skills. Have you ever thought about writing?
You know what? I have never thought about writing, but a few months ago I had a friend, and her son-in-law was diagnosed with third-stage esophageal cancer, and I was getting channeled messages that I would send to, like, her son-in-law and the wife for approximately, like, 4 months. And, I mean, they went from just, like, very light messages to very, very, like, in-depth religious messages.
Okay.
And that was the only writing, but I mean, it wasn't me writing. It was channeled. I mean, I was just the messenger.
Well, you mean you were doing some automatic writing? What were you doing?
I was sitting in front of the computer, and I'd sit there and I'd like clear my mind, and I'd pray a little bit and try to meditate. And God would basically tell me what to write to, like I said, this couple, like every day, basically for almost 4 months.
Oh,
and
okay.
The messages started out like really lighthearted, and then they just went like really detailed, and some were biblical, and
yeah. Did it help the people?
Yes, they would look for my messages every day.
Okay, Doreen, you're meant to be a channeling writing energy, so you've got to increase it. You've got to increase it because that's what I'm getting about you. So this has to be increased and encouraged. So you've got to start doing this with some degree of purpose and faith. So, to answer your metaphysical question and your element of spirituality, you're going to be doing this more now. You're going to be writing and channeling, and that's a great way to work with the other side. So I do predict it's going to be...
Well, you know what, too? I also pick up on spirits, and I see spirits. I've seen them, like, where they look like people. I saw my mom, my friend's mother that had passed away. I saw her, and she looked just like, you know, she would in life. And I was with my friend, and my friend didn't see her, but I saw her mom. And I've seen, like, other spirits, and I felt other spirits. So that's why the question about, like, being a medium would come into play.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, 1959 factors into a 6, which is the third eye. And you've got a 9 as your last number. So this is about the third eye. Your journey is entering the third eye. And the third eye encaptures all realms of the astral realm and the etheric realm. And it encaptures knowledge as well as sight in terms of the spirit forms that are there. The third eye will absorb knowledge and messages as well as sees things. The third eye is like the peripheral vision of the naked eye. So in short, yes, you're on your way. Keep it up, Doreen.
Well, thank you. Just as I said, it all started like a few years ago. I mean, I've always had like...
In the screen, Doreen, we have so many callers. We've got to move on. We won't have time
for
our
thank you. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and we lost. I feel so bad for that caller from 972, but like I said...
The next one left?
The following one? I think they were upset that I didn't take them, but I have to be fair to the other callers that were waiting, and she called like 3 minutes ago, and, you know, we've had people waiting for 20 minutes. Doreen, I think, was on the line for like 30, so...
All right.
My apologies. Sometimes when someone drops out of queue, which is what happened, then everything shifts, so I actually hit the wrong button.
Oh.
Well, anyway... I guess I wasn't cut out to be a switchboard operator. Okay, let's bring in 313. Then we got 678 and then 910 area code. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I didn't expect to get in so soon. My name is Cliff. My birthday is 32862.
I missed your name. Did you say Nicholas?
Cliff.
Okay, that was off.
C-L-I-F-F.
What was that?
That's Cliff, C-L-I-S-F.
Okay, and 314, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Did you hear me?
Yes, we got it, Cliff, yes. And
okay,
we're just congratulations. Go ahead with your question, please.
Okay, it's regarding my residence. There has been some concern between my wife and I as to whether to move or not to move. I see eventually we will possibly. I just feel like we should be here for, it's just an intuitive thing, for spiritual reasons, for safety and protection. I think we are supposed to be in this residence.
Yeah.
I just
want to know. Cliff, number one, I wanted to ask you, is there currently any doctor activity going on with medical or doctor issues?
Yes. For me, health-wise, or just involving a doctor?
Just above, both of the above. It doesn't matter.
My wife's a doctor.
Oh, okay. I was getting doctor around you, so that's why I asked.
Right.
You know, okay. So what... Okay, wife doctor, because I was getting doctor around you. Okay, so I'm talking out loud because it helps me with the vibration. Yeah, your intuition's correct on this, not quite leaving yet. There's a certain karmic intensity in the environment that one lives in. And so it's derived by karma, by how many years you're there, by the location itself. Indeed, the very location that you're living in is actually obviously on land. On that ground, there's a karmic history, so we look at that. We also look at the tribal effects of where we live in terms of whether it's a residence or it's a townhouse or an apartment building. I'm getting a lot of people in your area. So do you live in an area that is densely populated?
I guess you could say that. It's not as densely populated now as it used to be because the area has undergone some blight and decline in terms of the residence. And
are you in a home or in an apartment type complex?
It's a home. Been in my family since 1946.
In the home since 46?
It's been in my family since 1946.
Oh, with your family since 1946, because I'm getting like six people in the energy. How many siblings? How many people live in the house?
There's four of us.
There's four of you,
mm-hmm.
And so there's somewhere two others. So what I'm deeming, there's four of you, and then so you have two children?
Yes.
Okay, then there's two others that I'm dealing with. What, did ever a grandmother or anybody else reside there for a while?
Yes.
Yeah. And how many in that count?
Well, this is my father's childhood home. They moved here when he was 12 years old, so there were four in his family.
Okay.
And of course, all of them but one is deceased.
Yeah, got it. Well, I'm getting to that element where I think there's some spirit energy in there. So, no, you're not supposed to leave yet. I just was sort of playing a little interaction with you, Cliff, in terms of the connection to the doctor and then deeming about the house. No, you're not supposed to leave yet. In fact, if we want to get a little spooky about this, the spirits don't want you guys to leave yet. Not the bad spirits, the good spirits, the element energy.
Right.
So, no, not quite yet. It could be another year, year and a half.
Okay. You mentioned the grandmother. Is that the energy you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, she passed in this house.
Yeah, she passed in the house. I understand. I get that, too. And she's not like prisoner there. It's not like, oh, my God, I'm stuck. The essence of her energy is in the house. But for some reason, her spirit is willingly, in a very liberal sense of the term, hanging around.
I could see that. It's sort of a protective kind of thing, maybe.
Protective, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's a little mumbo-jumbo, a little...
No,
for
not at
all. Years, it's going to sound like crazy, but yes. So hang around there, Cliff. It's a while yet, and your intuition's correct. And, yeah, grandmother's around the house.
Okay, cool.
All right, Cliff. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks for taking it.
You're welcome. And
let's
get in touch with Neil, as can the rest of our callers, 562-596-7818. They can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook and Twitter. We've got about 12 minutes, Neil, and two callers, 678 and then 910. 678. Hi there.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi.
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
Who?
This is Kim.
Kim, hi. What's your birth date? Where are you calling from?
My birthday is March 24th, and I'm calling from... What's that?
A lot of March birth dates today. You're the third. What's the year, please? Florida.
1985.
85, okay. What brings you to the show today, Kim?
Well, I was wondering what Spirit has to say about romance, because there's a guy that's in my life, and I was kind of wondering what Spirit has to say about him.
Well, you're 28 years old, am I right?
Yeah.
You're 28 years old, and let's see, you got karma until 32. Not only your karma's up at 32, and then your first two numbers are 32. Your master number is 5. What is the spirit saying about your current guy? You know, I'm getting, I don't know yet, we might have to get a little bit esoteric here, meaning it's a little bit symbolic, but I'm getting a lot of water imagery around him. Does he like water or dislike water, according to what you know?
I believe he likes water.
Does he go into the ocean? Does he surf? Does he swim?
He likes doing, like, jet skiing and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, there we go, because I saw him, like, surfing. I mean, I've never been on a jet ski. You know, not everybody walking down the street has jet street. You know, I don't. So I sound like I'm walking around like everybody in town's doing it. So I saw him surfing. I think that there is a good energy field going on with this person and you. I'm a little concerned about the maturity level because I think that a good relationship is based on maturity. You know, you've got to be mature, meaning that you've got to be responsible to each other and committed. So when you get older, like I'm getting older, you have to kind of look at a relationship and say, how committed am I to be in a relationship? Because I find that people who aren't committed, they stray, they're easily tempted, they're not in there. And you're 28 yet, you know. So, I mean, you're getting old enough to start to understand what a relationship might mean. You're still in an experimental stage, Kim, until 32, and your master number is 5. You got 4 years to go. I don't know. It's probably a learning experience, this relationship. So, and it's probably karmically induced. Of the two of you, who is more of the leisurely drinker, the one that would like to socially drink and have fun?
That would be him.
Yeah. Do you feel very secure with him?
I do.
You do? What's his birth date? We can share that because we're not giving away names.
His birthday is November 29th. He's turning 31 this Friday, which would be... let me see what his birthday would be.
You're going to be 31 this Friday?
Yeah, and his birthday, yeah.
So he was born in 82.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. 33-6. Well, the two of you have there's a certain compatibility between the two of you. He's a 6, you're a 5, that's an 11, that's the month he's born. You're only separated by one number. Your years are interchangeable. Your days are interchangeable. Hey, you know what? This doesn't look bad.
That's encouraging.
the numbers are not that bad. So, you know, I mean, it all depends on just how committed the two of you are. Are you thinking about marriage in the next 3 years?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is he thinking about marriage in the next 3 years?
The way he has talked, I think so, because he sounds like he really wants to have a family.
All right. Well, it's not a guarantee, but if you two hang together well, this could be your husband. It's not in the book of life. This is a matter of free will and choice. But I'm going to use these crazy terms, the universe, like the universe is waiting breathlessly to see if the two of you are going to get married. They're not. But if I can use that term, the universe, there is a concept between the two of you that you can make this work, and that's part of the book of your lives together. So it can happen. Remind me of another client I've got who almost talks verbatim about their situation as a current client I have, and I say the same thing to them, that there's a great potential for a relationship with this person, as I've told her with her partner. You know, you've got to watch out though, because there's certain aspects that you're going to have to get through. Assuming that you're both kind of in a karmic zone. You're both still in a karmic zone. You're 4 years away from a change. He's 2. So, you know, I'm looking at two people who have great potential but are still karmically climbing through life. So is there any job change with him that's occurring?
I think with him, he's been talking about wanting a different job.
Okay, so there's my validation. I mean, I hope for just the radio purpose I've answered something. What you should be getting from me is that there's great potential here, and I feel a lot better as I probe into this than I did initially.
Okay.
That's good news.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Very welcome. All right, Neil. Well, we had our last caller drop.
Oh, the last caller dropped?
Yeah.
And how much time do we have?
We've got 5 minutes. So
5 minutes.
We can wrap up early, wouldn't you say?
They probably thought the way I was giving a reading was like
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people are calling from work, so they have something that they have to attend to and aren't able to stay on the phone, so it could be that. I wouldn't take it so personally.
Oh, okay. I won't be depressed then.
Sure.
I'm going to be more depressed this Thanksgiving for the turkeys. I'm a vegetarian, and I go through kind of like, ugh, all these turkeys dying. Probably I'm going to get people thinking, oh, brother. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's why I feel something. You know, the president's pardoning a turkey today. I saw that there were like two white, big white turkeys. I don't know who's going to be the lucky fellow.
You know, the last two that he pardoned are actually dead from the last 2 years. They've died of natural causes.
Oh,
I
they
guess
died
the lifespan of the turkey is only like 3 to 5 years.
Is that it?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
short.
Longer than that.
Maybe I'm... I
would say about, well, five, maybe 5 to 8. But,
you know, we should do it
you know,
a show dedicated to the lifespan of the turkey.
Yeah, it'd be a real turkey of a show, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy. Please don't quit your day job.
No.
No, 10 years, they say domesticated turkey.
Yeah.
But...
it's higher. It's more like 8
that's
in
a
the
captivity.
Wild. That's, yeah, about 8 in the wild, I would say.
No, wildlife authorities estimate that most never make it beyond the 2-year mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, average wild turkey 3 to 5 years. That was that was right.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, you know, I don't know. What we're trying to do is the turkey trot through those last 4 minutes. How many things can
we get
out of turkeys?
But you're a vegetarian. You were
I'm a vegetarian.
And you don't like the slaughtering of turkeys on Thanksgiving.
I don't like if it's got a brain, I won't eat it. You know, I talk to animals, and so I talk to animals, reptiles, insects. I talk to these things, and
right,
they
because you speak
send me
vibration.
Vibration back.
Yeah.
And so I just don't indulge, and I have no problem with it. But I've been a vegetarian since I was 7 years old, and when I was a vegetarian, when I started being one, it was not a popular thing. I just did it. I think it just came into my world from birth, more or less. You know,
right.
As soon as I started to kick and scream, I was not eating meat.
I was definitely raised in a home where there was meat. I became a vegetarian later on, then went back to meat because I'm an eater, but generally I'm pretty much a vegetarian. I can't claim to be a complete vegetarian because I will eat fish.
You will eat fish?
I will eat fish, but I rarely do. I mean, my diet is basically vegetarian as well, so.
You know, the new foods that mock chicken and meat, beef are wonderful now.
Well, yeah, some of them can be pretty good, I think, if you prepare them correctly.
Correctly.
Yeah.
Because when I was a little boy, it was just Loma Linda. You know, I didn't eat meat, but what I was eating, I was still throwing up taste.
Yeah, not good. Well, there's so many other choices that you don't have to mimic meat to have a delicious vegetarian meal.
Oh, vegetables and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, how much time have we killed now?
I don't know. Maybe we should do a cooking show.
Yeah. 20 seconds. Well, channel Julia Child. Oh, well, she did. You know, she's too much
on I think
on
you
the,
may have channeled Julia Child.
I did once channel Julia Child. But, you know, she was plucking angel wings, actually.
She was
demonstrating how to strangle an angel and pluck the wings. And
she was a spy.
Yeah. Oh, she was a spy, too,
Before she was a chef.
She was
kind of an
interesting before
thing.
Chef. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we are quality now,
well,
but we're also done with our show. So we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving meal. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody for being a part of the show today. Again, 562-596-7818 is Neil's number, and we will be with you again on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks so much. Happy holidays.